heating up down around City Hall as potentially, well, let's put it this way. In the election Saturday, in Precinct 1, it was Victor Hernandez, Lanibert Moore, and Frank Gutierrez. Now, Victor Hernandez came out with 50.59 or 65 percent of the vote, something like that. It was about 0.5%. Now, if he did not go over the 50 percentile mark, then there would be a runoff. And with the low voter turnout, if there were any miscounts or disqualifications of voters with so few votes being in the lurch,
right,
then a runoff would be imminent.
Oh.
On the phone with us right now, joining us, Frank Gutierrez, who is a candidate in District 1 for the city council seat. Frank, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
I'm good, sir.
Good. A lot of speculation, wondering what if, and you know, it is your right to file for a recount in the vote, and if you do so, it would cost you some cash just to do that, but I think that it's one of those things that you might be stepping off and just paying the price to see what really would happen. Do you intend to follow through with this or no?
That is correct.
Okay, and when do you plan to file a petition for the recount?
It will be today, Tom.
Okay. Any particular time or just today?
No, it's all dependent on the schedule down at City Hall, but it will be today.
Okay. Is that going to cost you anything out of pocket? I mean, speculation is about $4,000?
Yes. We've had some contributors, and we're going to cover it.
Okay.
It's important to note, Tom, that we're not wanting to do anything except clarify the matter because it's such a small margin of votes involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that by doing so, we would possibly be able to just get back in the game and cause the runoff. That's what may happen. Now, it could go either way, but we won't know until we initiate the process and go through the process. So it can change.
Now, I just had a question logistically. This I think, would happen pretty quickly because, according to information that was released yesterday, or maybe it was day before, the swearing in is scheduled for this coming Monday, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I guess this is one of those things that when you file this thing, do you know how long it's going to take to actually verify everything? Or?
No, Tom. I've never been through a process of this nature, and I don't know. But I do know that we will be turning in the documents and paying the fee to be able to initiate the process.
Okay. Hey, Frank, I know you're busy, and you took time out of your busy schedule this morning to comment, and I appreciate that. Have a good day, and I'm anxious to see what happens.
So are we, and we just wanted to get back in the game, and we owe it to our supporters and our voters to do this because it's such a small spread and such a small number that's involved that under the known error rate, it can change. But again, unless we go through the process, we won't find out. So my understanding is that you mentioned earlier about the swearing in. My understanding is that when we do file these documents, that someone will not get sworn in.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. I'm sure, and unless they go ahead and they do the count, I guess, today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Because the swearing in is supposed to be what day?
Monday.
On Monday?
This coming Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, appreciate it, man.
Okay, Tom.
Stay in touch with us. We'll see what happens, okay?
Appreciate you coming there.
Have a good morning. Day.